Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the opening happened about 20 minutes ago on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago. And these numbers don't reflect overnight trade, and the overnight trade was up quite a bit. And again, it is up in the day trade. Some of the 50-cent limits being hit in the soybean pit, as well as soybean meal. The May wheat contract in Kansas City opened this morning at 10.45 a bushel, up 13 cents. The July up 33 at 10.50. In Chicago, May wheat is opening or has opened at 10.50 a bushel, up 30. The July at 10.50, up 31.5. September wheat 10.64, up 35. And December 10.69 a bushel, up 29.5 cents. July of 09 wheat opened at 10.04, up 14.5. May corn opened at 5.35, up 10.5 cents. July 5.46.5, up 9.5. September corn up 11 on the open at 5.51. Dease corn at 5.50, up 10.25. March of next year 5.62.5, up 15. And the May 09 crop or a contract at 5.39.5, up 14.5 cents. May soybeans open at 13.04, up 47 cents. The July at 13.22, up 50 cents. August beans open at 13.10, up 44. September 12.77 a bushel, up 37. November beans 12.10, up 21. And January of next year 12.27, up 30. May soybean meal opened up 9.70 at 3.40 even. The July at 3.46 even, up 11.50. Soybean oil for May opened at 57.25, up 148. The July at 58.50 on the open, up 188. Much more modest changes in the opens on the Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle opened at 90.50, up 7.5. June 90.55, down 30. The August 94.75, down 5. And October down a nickel on the open at 99.80. Feeder cattle for April opened unchanged at 103.27.5. May at 106.30, down 7.5. The August at 110.42.5, down 20. April lean hogs opened this morning at 56.90, up 60. The May at 68.20, down 20. June lean hogs, 71.70, up 20. July, 75.50, up 12.5. And the May pork bellies opened down 50 this morning at 76.50. The outside markets showing a bit of a decline in the crude oil. In fact, the May crude oil contract is currently at $100 even a barrel. That's down 86 cents from yesterday's close. The CRB index is 385.18, down 312. The U.S. dollar index, 72.25, and that is down 65. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at the moment is off about 78 points at 12,471. The NASDAQ is down about a half a point at 23.26, and the S&P is down 4 at 13.46. Price of silver and gold are up, though. The April silver contract, check that, the March silver contract is up 26 cents. Let's go to the May silver contract. That's the one that's currently trading, up 38 cents an ounce at 17.49. And the April gold contract is up 10.80 an ounce at 9.29.50. Recapping what's going on at the moment, current trade on the boards of trade, the wheat is trading in Chicago in the 55 to 56 cent range, up, of course, a little bit higher or lower increases in Kansas City. The corn is up 20 cents almost across the board, and the soybeans and the nearbys are up the 50 cent limit, 49 and 48 cent increases in some of the deferred contracts. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Hi, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Tom.
Well, we see one person said last week bordered sort of on panic selling, and now could this be panic buying?
I don't know about the panic, but we do know that we had some funds that were going through the door last week. I think they got up to their a limit of where they wanted to be sellers. And, of course, at these lower levels, we saw some bargain buying yesterday of what they thought was value, Tom. And here along the way, they're sort of self-foreseeing their prophecy here again with coming back into the market and lack of sellers, just like we had lack of buyers last week. So, you know, a good strong run up here. We do have or looking at a retracement levels to come back. And, you know, looking at the amount of the pools or the amount the numbers wanting to be bought, why it looks like we should stay strong all day.
The oil is falling again today, and we are looking at those outside markets as factors still.
Well, yes, very much so. The crude oil is down $1.25. We're at 99.63 here right now as we speak on the oil. But as we look at it, the overriding factor is the dollar, down 73.5 cents. 73.69 here for the dollar, what it's worth here, and that's a little bit of an overriding factor there. Gold up $11.90, and the gold and the dollar are having a little more influence than the crude oil today, Tom.
What about the funds? What are they thinking about today?
Well, the funds, they got liquidated down to a comfortable level, and they've been on the buy side yesterday and today. Looks like that they will probably continue to do that. The question mark and the Fibonacci cycles and everything as we look at, different people have them peaking somewhere between Thursday and Monday as far as the retracement on this move goes.
I mentioned before about the concern in the bean pit about the strike that's continuing in Argentina and that being a factor. How much actually is that a factor when you mention all the other the news and the trends?
Well, that's what we're looking at there, Tom, is more so that as we look at the old crop versus new crop, number one, we're looking at more demand for the old crop being shifted to the U.S. because of delays in shipping down there, and we're seeing some of the purchases out of there being shifted to U.S. shipments. Number two, we're looking at the old crop being stronger than the new crop because we're looking at some indications of probably a little more increase in bean acres coming out on the report on Monday. So that's the one thing we're seeing that follow. So I think that's the thing along the way is we will have an even tighter old crop supply situation going into July in the time frame, the weather period for their old crop.
With this current swing upward, what should producers be thinking at this point?
Well, I think that, you know, they should be very happy to see a little rebound here. If they do need to move something before the report, you know, this is a nice opportunity to do it. We're probably a little reluctant to be sellers today, like I said, with the size of the pools that are out there bidding these markets up. But somewhere between tomorrow and the end of the week, if they do need to make some cash sales now, it might be a good opportunity. We're also hearing some of the basis levels tightening in on the corn for quick shipment, especially to some of the ethanol plants.
All right. Let's take a look at the commodity or in the mercantile exchange, rather. What's going on there? Not much.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we're seeing, you know, some black ink over there instead of red. The hogs up 40 to 80 cents here today, taking a nice little rebound after being down last few days. April cattle up at the 90.82 level here, putting back on about what we took off yesterday after the cattle on feed report on Thursday. So, you know, not a lot going on, but we are seeing at least black ink over there.
So we're looking limit up pretty much for corn and beans, and wheat's getting there, huh?
It looks like a very strong day.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
That is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Let's review what's going on in the markets. Kansas City right now, not as strong as the Chicago increases, but still up almost 50 cents a bushel in the May, 11.17 and three quarters at the moment, up 49 and a quarter. July at 11.08 and a quarter, up 40 and a quarter cents. May wheat in Chicago is up 70 and a half cents at 10.90 and a half. The July is at 10.87 and a quarter, up 68 and three quarters. Corn, as I mentioned, limit up across the board. The May right now at 5.44 and three quarters, July at 5.57, September 5.60, December corn 5.59 and three quarters, and even the December of 2009 contract is up the 20 cent limit at 5.39. Beans also limit up in the contracts we see here on the digested board. May beans are at 13.07, up the 50 cent limit. July 13.22, August 13.16, and November beans at 12.39, all limit up right now. May soybean meal also limit up apparently at the 20 point limit, 3.50.30. The July up 20 at 3.54.50. And the bean oil also up the limit, 57.77 on the May contract, up 2 even, and July up 2 at 58.62. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for April at 90.80, up 37.5. The June live cattle contract down 12.5 at 90.72.5. Feeder cattle for April, 102.90, down 37.5. April lean hogs are up 80 at 57.10. The May, 68.90, up 50. And pork bellies for May are at 77 even, up 30. Once again, looking at the outside markets, the crude oil contract for May is now below $100 a barrel at 99.80, down 106. The CRB index is down 355 at 384.75, and the U.S. dollar 72.29, down 62.5. Quick review of Wall Street. The Dow is down 78 points at 12,471. The NASDAQ still down a half a point at 23.26. The S&P down 4 at 13.46. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Our next market update is at 10:58 Central.